You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mukwolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 13. It has six verses, and we will read all the six verses. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Brethren, this passage may reflect your situation. And you know, sometimes we think that we are the only one that is crying to God that God is not hearing us, or that it appears as if God is not hearing us. The psalmist says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Do you feel like God has forgotten you? Do you feel like it is taking too long? How can you be praying over a matter and it has taken so long? Did you know that if not every believer, we all are praying for one thing that has taken so long? If you check the believers in the scriptures, they all prayed for something that took so long. Even Paul prayed to some point. He said, how could I be praying three times about a matter? And then he went to the Lord. How long, O Lord? How long? How long? That may be the question in your heart. He says, how long will you hide your face from me? Does it look like God's face is hidden from you? Is that how you are feeling? You see, he's asking the kind of question that is in the heart of many people. Sometimes, out of a religious mindset, they cannot voice it out. They cannot say it out. He says, how long will I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? This is the experience of somebody who has a walk with God, who has a relationship with God, and every day he has sorrow at heart. He said, how long will my enemy be exalted above me? Consider and hear me, O my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. The situation is getting to a point where he feels that he can die. He says, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. That is to verse 4. But then suddenly, we see that something changed. In verse 5, he says, but in spite of all of this, I have trusted in your mercy. Brethren, no matter what you are going through, never lose faith in the mercy of God. Never. He said, I have trusted in thy mercy. Mercy is the benevolence of God. Mercy is God acting even when you do not deserve it. Mercy is the platform by which God relates to man. God will do nothing for a man without mercy, and God delights in mercy. He didn't say I've trusted in my ability to pray, in my ability to fast, in my ability to quote scriptures. He said, I have trusted in your mercy. And that was what changed everything. He never lost hope in the mercy of God. Brethren, never lose hope. A man with a disease for 38 years, in one moment, the mercy of God visited his life, and the disease of 38 years became history. Never lose hope in the mercy of God. He says, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.